What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday.
We're cruising along. We're moving right along.
Okay.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday were super busy days, which actually was helpful because then you just like woke up after the whirlwind. Mm-hmm. And now it's Thursday, which means tomorrow's Friday. So the week is moving at a pleasant pace.
Yeah, it is. I'm in this like annoying spot within the week where because I had GMA and I had like my hair and makeup done, I'm off on my hair washing schedule. Mm. And this is, I'm not going to lie, is one wash for the whole week because, no, sorry, whatever. I usually would have washed my hair last night, but I didn't because I got a fresh blowout on Tuesday. Like, what am I doing? But now it's like, I wish I could make this blowout last one more day till tomorrow, but it's starting to smell.
You could make it last one more day if you just do it in an updo or something, or a bun or a pony, something fun. Use those oils to your advantage, those natural oils.
A bun or a pony?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Claudia.
I just feel like everything's changed for you since the book came out.
So true.
Like, and you're even wearing an updo on the cover of the book. And I just feel like it's a sign that you can start wearing your hair up.
It's a sign that change is on the horizon.
Yeah, I think that it is. And so if there was ever a time for you to go for a low bun, I think it's tomorrow.
Maybe. I'll see. The reason why I don't wear my hair up in public is just because I suffer from a very, very serious illness called fat face syndrome. And it's devastating and super contagious.
It's in some countries it's called fat foch.
Yes, fat foch. And I just find that a updo, whether it's low or high, really accentuates some of the symptoms that come along with fat face syndrome.
I think that you're missing it because I too have a round face, but when I do an updo, like here I have my solo camera on, you pull your face like so
yes.
tight that you actually make your face look like,
I mean, I'll think about it. It's just, it's a lot for me to kind of, at least with the book cover, I knew that Photoshop was on my side. I do have something on my side on this show. I actually always strategically place the microphone mm-hmm. to cover my double chin. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's nice to have that layer of security.
And you also have the good side, which I generously gave you 4 years ago. Yeah, like
really?
That's your good side.
Yes.
And it's also my good side.
Oh.
But I took the bad side for you.
That's super generous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hope everyone's having an amazing day. We have a great show for you guys. Jackie and I, spoiler alert, are a little behind on some of our Bravo this week.
On everything. We didn't watch last night. We didn't watch the night before. We have no TV recap for you today.
I've been so exhausted. Like, we were up last night doing the Redheads. Like, it's just been a crazy week, obviously, with the release of my critically acclaimed novel. So we're going to get back on track next week. So just feel free to take the week off, you guys. I could not be bothered with the OC Housewives
like,
last night.
I literally got home so late last night. We were recording Redheads. It's our longest episode ever. And I think our best. It was so much fun to have you join the girls. I'm in the process of editing it still. So it will be up later today because there's just like so many mics, so many voices. So there's actually a lot of audio editing that is going into it. And it will be up today. I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
It was really fun.
So now that you have experienced like the sensation of being a part of the Redheads community. Like, do you understand what I've been talking about this whole time?
100%. I mean, the podcast was so fun. My favorite part was when we went to dinner afterwards because yeah. I love dinner. But it was fun to just, like, chat.
Yeah.
But I have fun talking about myself and my book. Like, I can literally talk to a wall. Oh, also, I was on the Bobby Bones show this morning. If anyone caught it, it was fabulous.
So exciting. So, well, back to the Redheads.
Yeah, sorry. I just need to get my little promo in there.
No, I know. But it is just, like, fun to read a book and then have people to talk about it with. And, of course, it's always fun to talk about your book. But, like, you know the feeling when you finish all those books over vacation and it's, like, you learn new stuff about the book or, like, hearing what other people took away from it. Or, like, I'm sure it was nice for you to listen to your friends and family, like, hear what stood out to them about
yeah.
your book.
I only think, like, I would fully become a redhead, but I do think that it would pose a problem for you and the rest of the gals because, you know, we're a two-person show, and I literally steamroll over you. Like, I just can't help but talk over you, finish your sentences, like, incorrectly. Like, I just have all these terrible habits that I really am working on. I'm very well aware. And I just think it would be four times worse with four hosts.
Five hosts.
Four other hosts besides
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. We're definitely an ensemble crew. And when we do a normal episode, we really have a rhythm to us. And
I know.
In terms of how we talk and try not to talk over each other. But I thought that we did a great job yesterday.
Yeah, I just feel like I shouldn't personally, like, fuck with the rhythm.
Got it, got it. Well, also, it's just a big month for the Redheads because our regular scheduled episode also drops next week where we're reading How to Fail at Flirting by Denise Williams, and so many people are absolutely loving the
book.
Will
I like it?
Yeah, it's like rom-com vibe.
You know, I haven't read a book that wasn't my own since our vacation over holiday season, and I'm really getting the itch to read, so I think I need to go on vacation.
I'm getting the itch to read too. I think you do need to go on vacation.
I think we got to just hit up, you know, a beach town, a local beach town.
Would love to
just
see
so
it.
I can relax and read.
I would absolutely love that. I won't stop you
okay.
from taking some vacation days.
So yes, Redheads is out, and anything else I have to promote? Oh, Taylor Strecker, today's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
My episode with Taylor Strecker should be out now. I'm not sure what time she goes live, but it should be out.
Very exciting. So when you're done with this, you have a whole day's worth of content that you can listen to.
And we have a Patreon episode going up today. I'm just waiting for your approval.
Yes, no, I'm literally have been so booked.
I know. It's been a crazy week.
And busy that I have not had time to watch your vlog, but I'm so excited to.
Oh, and right after today's episode, Jackie and I are recording an interview for tomorrow's episode with someone I think you would never expect to grace the presence of the toes, and I cannot wait for everyone to find out.
Yeah, truly an icon.
A hosting icon.
Yes.
It's going to be hilarious. I cannot wait for you guys to hear that. But I think that
it's time to just get right into it. Yeah, because we actually have a lot to do today.
Okay.
So
we do?
Like, post show.
Yes.
Without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And you know what? I have a major medical update.
Tell us.
My RDH is cured.
How so?
Because Bruce just brings me so much joy. There's nothing to be remiss, devastated, or heartbroken about.
I feel you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bruce, the electric toothbrush that literally everyone needs in their lives. The Bruce, why is it special? It is, first of all, one of the best electric toothbrushes I've ever used and the most reasonably priced. A lot of them on the market can cost over $200, which for a toothbrush is just kind of unnecessary. But Bruce is just as good as the others, but is so reasonably priced and it's fabulous looking. It's very sleek. I have it in pink. It looks great on your counter. The magnetic charging station is very Elon Musk. It's just everything of the sort and it gets the job done so well. The brush itself has six unique modes to customize your brushing experience. The battery life lasts 4 weeks with the magnetic charging stand and the compact travel case, which is great because if you want to travel with it and you're not traveling for more than 4 weeks, you don't need to bring the charger. So that's sickening. Now they also offer a subscription program, so you don't have to ever forget to change your brush head again because Bruce will ship you a new replacement head every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn down head. The design is so fabulous, so modern, so aesthetically pleasing, and it comes in trend-driven seasonal colors, and it looks great on your bathroom counter. If you want to get 15% off your Bruce toothbrush kit and refill plan, when you use promo code TOAST, at Bruce.com. Again, to get the 15% off, you got to go to Bruce.com, which is Bruce.com, and the promo code is TOAST for 15% off. Check it out. It is my favorite product ever.
Ever. I use it twice a day.
I use it twice a day when I remember, but without fail, always once a day. But sometimes the nighttime, like, I'm just so lazy to get out of bed.
That's crazy.
Is it?
Like, how often would you say? How many times a week do you brush at night?
Five or six.
Okay, fine.
Like, just if I'm drinking, like, I totally forgot. And some nights, like, are just harder than others to, like, get from the bed back to the bathroom.
Yeah, you, like, didn't plan it out, right?
Yeah, no, because, like, what, there's a certain moment when you get into bed for the night where it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing else happening. And if you haven't washed your face and brushed your teeth by then, like,
you're
going to have to wait till the next night to do your skincare routine.
I feel that. Okay, first story, big news of the day. Halsey announces that she is pregnant. She's expecting her first baby with Olive Aiden.
I didn't even know, like, she had a boyfriend. I thought she was still with Evan Peters.
I know. I guess we hadn't gotten an update in a while. And now she is with dating a screenwriter, Alev. On Wednesday, she took to her Instagram to announce that she's expecting her first child in a series of pictures that she captioned, "Surprise." She can be seen cradling her baby bump. She captioned the photo along with a milk bottle, rainbow, and angel emoji. In the comments on her post, Alev wrote, quote, "Heart so full. I love you, sweetness." After seeing the cute note, she replied, "I love you and I love this mini human already."
This is so cute. I'm just like genuinely surprised. Like I don't find myself getting shook anymore by celebrity news. Like, they're so predictable, everything they do. But I just didn't see this happening for Halsey because I didn't even know that she had a boyfriend. And I'm so happy for her. I feel like she has been through, like, a great deal of things emotionally when it comes to relationships. And this feels like a happy ending for her. And I'm so thrilled about it. Not to jinx, you know.
An exciting beginning.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was surprised as well. And I'm very, very happy for her.
And the photo shoot was, like, sickeningly very Kacey Musgraves.
You know, it's really hard to, like, achieve a new type of pregnancy announcement.
Yeah,
you
that isn't, like, sponsored by Clear Blue.
Yeah, and so this is just, like, so artistically well done. And Pliny, which we love to see.
Adore.
Adore.
We just love
and
to see it.
And it's just a stunning photo.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy for her. Over the last few years, I have started to just, like, garner enormous respect for Halsey. Like, every time she speaks out on something, like, I always agree with her. She's just, like, a very smart girl, and I love her music, and I love how much she loves, like, country music, and she's always, like, she loves all the people that I love because she, like, loves Taylor Swift and Kelsey Ballerini. Like, I just love Halsey.
Yeah, me too.
And when someone posted this in the Toast After Dark Facebook group, like, people were like, oh, my God, so shook in the comments, and somebody commented something so funny that I never really thought of. This girl was like, "Today is the day that I realized that it's Halsey, not Hasley."
That's really shocking. I didn't know that there was confusion.
I wonder if there's, like, a whole community of people who think it's Hasley.
I don't think so. I think it's, like, same amount of people who thought Rascal Flatts was a name.
Those, by the way.
By the way, those people are showing up more and more on
there
TikTok.
There are a lot of us, okay?
That's insane.
There are a lot of us, and we will not be embarrassed and ridiculed by people like you with intellectual superiority. "Oh, I didn't know Rascal was a name." Good for you. Not all of us went to Harvard.
But not for me.
But not for me.
I fucking love that sound.
I just love TikTok references in everyday life, you know?
I know. And for me, I only have a few in my repertoire because I don't watch TikTok. So it has to, like, really trickle down to me.
To mainstream society.
But not for me.
I can't believe you don't watch TikToks. Like, you literally must have so much free time.
No, but I'm still so booked and busy.
No. If I didn't have TikToks, like, I literally would be Elon Musk.
Wow.
It's really holding me back because it's hours upon hours.
Okay, so what was your excuse for not being Elon Musk before TikTok?
Oh, I was building my brand. I was building my brand.
You can find out what she was doing with all of her time in the book.
Yes.
Girl with No Job.
Thank you. My memoir is out. It's girlwithnojob.com/book. Audiobook versions are available. People are loving the audiobook. And also the ebook and the hardcover have the little photos inside, which is very exciting. People are loving the photos as well. And I don't know. I'm just not as thirsty anymore because, like, so many people have gotten the book. And, like, it's actually crazy. My Instagram has never been more popping. Like, I wish it was like this all the time. It's so exciting. Like, so much positivity. And I'm going to go to a couple more bookstores in the city today. So look out on my Instagram stories because I'm going to hit Barnes & Noble and Tribeca and then a couple local bookstores.
Love it.
So check it out.
Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
Queen Elizabeth has no plans to step down to allow Prince Charles to take the crown.
Of course
so
not.
She is turning 95 in April. And a few months
A
few months ago, we reported that some people were saying that when she turns 95, she's stepping down.
Got it.
Now insiders are saying she will be doing nothing of the sort. She said, the insider said, neither her physical nor her mental health are waning. A close source to the monarch adds that she is well and in good fettle.
Well, the thing is that not only is Queen Elizabeth not the type to give up before she dies, if she was, like, she's not giving Charles any more years. Like, everyone knows he's, like, useless. And, like, maybe if it was William, she would, like, feel comfortable and she'd be like, you know what, I can, you know, live out the rest of my life peacefully. But Charles, she is going
she's
to...
She's in no rush to hand it to Charles.
You are going to have to pull the monarchy from her cold, dead fingers before Charles becomes a monarch.
Yeah, and so I feel like when we reported the story saying that she was going to step down, like, we didn't think that that was going to happen. And I hope that that was our take on it, because now, still not confirmed, because these are all just like sources competing with one another, but that this is the prevailing news right now is very heartwarming. I'm not ready to see her go in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all. I'm not ready for, and I'm usually very pro change. Like I like to shake things up. Some people are anti. I'm very pro change. I'm not ready for a new monarch, and I don't even fucking live in England. Like, I am not ready. I actually went down like such a rabbit hole yesterday because I was on the Kensington Royal Instagram because they were putting out some premium fucking content for Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yes.
And I did not see any fucking people on Instagram, influencers, celebrities, nobody talking about Holocaust Remembrance Day. And Kate Middleton got on a Zoom with two Holocaust survivors who met in Auschwitz. Like, it was so premium and so special. And I stan more than ever.
Yes, we have no choice but to stan harder than ever. I saw exactly what you saw, and I had the exact same thought that, like, Kensington Palace is, like, churning out the most premium Holocaust Remembrance Day while everyone else is remaining silent.
No, literally, I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
But also, we forgot to mention it on the toast yesterday, but I was so unwell. But I posted about it on Instagram.
Yes.
And I did the Yad Vashem, like, remember, like...
That's such a nice thing. Will you explain to people what it is?
So Yad Vashem is, like, the world's Holocaust museum. They're, like, the biggest database of Holocaust information. They connect people who lost their families. Like, still to this day, like, so many people who passed away, like, you... There's not a full record of every 6 million people because they were buried in mass graves, like, thrown into the ground and, like, not given a proper burial. So there's so much... like, anonymity when it comes to the Holocaust. And Yad Vashem, with a bunch of other organizations, is kind of the leading institution. They have a museum in Washington, D.C. and in Israel. And if you've ever been, then you know it is so powerful.
So powerful.
And they're just constantly, like, doing the most, like, collecting information, connecting people, you know, to their parents who, like, they literally lost in a ghetto. And so they have this thing online, which is really cool, where you submit your name and they kind of assign you to a survivor whose, like, story was never told. And it's like children, it's mothers, it's crazy. And it's becoming like the world's largest database. And so you just put in your name and they give you a person. And I got a fabulous woman who I learned all about.
Wow.
It's all on their Instagram.
Yeah. Check it out. It's a really great program and, like, a way to remember the people who are lost.
And if museums ever open, like, if you're ever in Washington, D.C. or Israel, like, I encourage you. It is so, so amazing.
Yeah, truly. So, back to the queen. She's just a literal queen. And
literal.
No one else can do it like she can.
No.
And just, like, if she were still roaming this earth and she wasn't the queen, it just would be so unacceptable.
No, I agree. It's just so crazy to me that, like, these people are 95. How old is Prince Edward? Because he's... Oh, no. What's his name? Not Edward. Philip. He's older than her.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to say he's like 99.
Yeah. He's not in his hundreds yet.
When you see him, you're like, oh, this man is a skeleton. Like, he's so old. And I just didn't know people live to be that old. And it's like, are they living to be that old because they're just, like, blessed? Or because they have some special science that nobody else has in the monarchy?
Both. Okay. I think they have the world's best medical care. And I think that they also have... strong genes.
It's just crazy. Like, I've never met someone older than, like, 80.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy.
So that's your little royal update for the day.
I love royal updates.
Me too.
You know who's been real quiet?
Who?
Meghan and Harry.
They have been.
Yeah.
I wonder. Well, how's their podcast going? Anyone hear anything?
I haven't heard anything.
Me neither.
There was so much excitement around it. I don't know.
We'll have to check it out. Okay, next story. Something that we spoke about earlier this week, but Matt James is responding to his friend body shaming Victoria Larsen.
Good. He says,
that's not what I'm about. He was on today's episode of The Real Talk Show saying that it is never something that I condone or stand for. He said, it's just a reminder that you need to be smart about the people you surround yourself with. And those moments when you're in sports and people are trying to say things to throw things off your game. It's sad that someone would think saying something like that about a woman that I was dating would deter me from what I was trying to do. He continues, who is he to comment on someone's body? It's such a low blow for any man to try and take a dig at something like that. That's not my character and that's not what I'm about. It's a shame that's even associated with what was going on. I apologize on his behalf. I don't know if you'll get it from him, but that's not something I support or stand for.
I don't need an apology from this man who I've never heard of. I want an apology from, like, Tyler and Matt for laughing.
Yeah.
I love that the women of The Real asked him this question. And I'm going to watch this because I haven't seen the interview yet. But it was so disappointing. Like,
yeah.
I was so, and, you know, I'm like, we live in very, like, sensitive times where everyone is, like, offended, and I really pride myself. I'm like, you cannot offend me. Like, but this actually like deeply offended me because I have been that girl. Like, I have overheard someone talking about my body, and it feels fucking horrible. Like, you'll never forget where you are when you like heard someone call you fat behind your back for the first time, and they like didn't think that you heard them, but you did. And like, this was so disappointing, like so upsetting. And I don't even like Victoria because she's like the worst. But now they're out here making her into the hero.
Yeah, into the queen. Yeah, so I'm glad that he addressed it. I'm glad that they asked about it. But yeah, I agree with you. It was really disappointing.
Yeah.
But
it was just like gross.
Yeah, and like that guy.
Ugh. Yeah, oh, sorry. And to make matters worse, like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, next up, the Real Housewives of New Jersey season 11 taglines are here.
I saw, and they can, okay, you go.
Teresa. They say it's never too late to start over. I say starting over never tasted so good.
I don't get that.
Maybe the like tasting, we have a cookbook coming.
Maybe, but just I'm saying in terms of logic in the line, like.
You don't taste a new start.
Like, yeah, no. And it's like there wasn't a reference to cooking in the first part of the sentence. So it's like that was just a weird verb to
use. Okay, but like maybe she's writing a cookbook called Starting Over.
I would buy it.
Yeah, and that would taste good.
Okay, read it one more time.
They say it's never too late to start over. I say starting over never tasted so good. They're like two halves of a sentence put together.
Because it should have been, they say starting over tastes bad. Just so the tasting would make sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like it was cut and pasted from a different tagline.
Okay, I'm glad you agree.
Margaret Josephs, our queen. This is just the one about queens. I renovate, elevate, and sometimes I instigate.
That's good because her house is totally renovated. And I actually have started to look forward to Mondays. She does this series on her Instagram story where she updates everyone on the house, like, and they're moving so fast. I know everyone was like joking that she's like waited 11 years to actually renovate her house, but it is so interesting to watch, and she has such interesting style, and Joe like does it all, and I'm living for it on her Instagram.
Love it. Melissa Gorga, I can tell you're green with envy, and honey, green is not your color.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Meh. Dolores, I'm loyal and I'm lovable, but don't you dare call me gullible. I love a rhyme. Yeah, Dr. Seuss.
Is that something from last season? Someone called her gullible, right?
Yeah, I forget what she was about last season, but I wasn't about her.
About saying that Jackie was not cut from the same cloth as them.
Oh, that was so weird.
That was really bizarre.
Which leads into Jackie's tagline.
Which is the best one.
I may be cut from a different cloth, but it's top quality fabric.
Love the reference to last season.
Okay, I love the first half, but like I feel like the second half could have been better.
I love the message.
I love the message, but it's like the punchline of like it's top quality fabric. Like there has to be a
better way of saying that.
Yeah,
like I agree.
A better, cuter way.
Okay,
as opposed to being like a fabric salesman.
No, she sounds like she works in the garment district. I have great top quality fabric.
Jennifer Aiden, whoever says money can't buy happiness clearly doesn't have my credit limit.
That's very good.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Classic housewives. Like love to see it.
Love. Very, very good.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this season.
Me too. I'm ready for something fresh. I feel like I've become just like very monotonous in my content. Everyone's suffering, you know, the repercussions of COVID. And I'm just looking for something new.
Mm-hmm. Even though this will be like very COVID-y because they just filmed it.
Nothing will be as COVID-y as OC though.
Nothing ever.
Nothing.
Except New Jersey had started filming when COVID hit. It's kind of like on the exact same timeline as OC.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But in the trailer wasn't super COVID-y.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Next, fifth and final story. Fans think Ariana could... Wait, I'm sorry.
Is it the fifth and final story that's brought to you by Hum?
Yes. Hum Nutrition? God. That's so crazy that you said that. Yeah. I was just about to.
What are the odds? Formulated by experts and rigorously tested, each unique Hum Nutrition supplement packs a combo of potent, clean, and clinically proven ingredients designed for specific goals like clear skin, improved skin, improved sleep, hair growth, balanced mood, and healthier body. To help boost your well-being in the ways you need it to most, take their quiz and get individualized product recommendations from their team of registered dietitians to help bring your skin, body, hormones, and mood into balance with Hum Nutrition. We love a quiz here at The Morning Toast because honestly, one product is not one size fits all. Like people have different needs, especially with vitamins. Like I personally have a lot of trouble sleeping and I suffer from fatigue during the day. So it's so helpful to have vitamins like specifically recommended for me, for my needs, that maybe may not be what you need. And that's why we love a quiz.
And also Hum Nutrition has like the most wonderful supplements, like different things for what you're looking for. Throughout my life, I've like gotten different ones, and I feel like they're great for bloating or when you ever right. want to, I don't know what a better word for that is, but like
puffiness.
Yeah.
Drain. Yeah. I mean, honestly, one of our favorite products is the Hair Sweet Hair, which is the vegan gummy that boosts the body's ability to maintain healthy, vibrant hair and support hair growth. Another one is the Daily Cleanse, which is really good. It's a unique formula of detoxifying herbs and minerals.
Detoxifying.
Yes. That help reduce breakouts and improve skin clarity. So whatever your needs are, you can find something specific for you at Hum. And if you want to get 15% off your first order, use code TOAST. They have flexible subscription options and chic packaging, so it's insanely easy to stay on top of your daily dosage too. So again, that's 15% off your first order of $29 or more with code TOAST. It's humnutrition.com. Check it out. Tell them Jackie O and Cloudy sent you. Code TOAST for 15% off.
Love it. Okay, fifth and final story. Fans think Ariana Grande could join the weekend Super Bowl halftime show.
I think that would be fabulous.
Yeah, fans are thinking, hoping, speculating that she will be joining. But it does make me wonder if he will bring out anyone, and if so, who? Ari and him have collabed on the song Love Me Harder, which is a super popular song.
Yeah,
so,
super old, yeah.
But I don't know. I really see both sides of the argument for bringing someone out versus not bringing someone out.
Right. No, it really it's case by case, because sometimes I'm so against it. Like, I really felt like J-Lo did not need anyone.
No, I feel like, well, she didn't decide to bring out Shakira. Like, the Super Bowl told her it's right. her and Shakira.
That was disrespectful.
But they also brought out other artists.
Bad Bunny, I think, was there.
Yeah, during their set. And then when you think of, like, Katy Perry, she brought out Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott.
Oh, and, but I don't even remember that.
Lady Gaga didn't bring out anyone.
She's one of my favorites.
I feel like, I don't know, I kind of would always make the argument, like, don't bring anyone out. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, show us everything that you have. Because I loved how Lady Gaga did it. Really did.
But what I'm thinking is, like, I think it's, I don't think I can't make a general consensus on whether Super Bowl. I think it's each person. I don't think Lady Gaga should have brought anyone out. I don't think Beyonce needs to bring anyone out. I think The Weeknd could benefit from some supplemental, you know, features.
Yeah, but I just feel like him bringing out Ariana Grande, who's like a major huge pop star, doesn't really make sense, because like she could be doing her own halftime show. I don't think it's going to be Ariana.
Right. Well, that would kind of eclipse him. Who has he collaborated with? Does he have a song with Post Malone, or did I make that up? That would be fabulous.
No, but that's another one where it's like he's so big too. It's not a feature that it's like two big superstars.
I guess, yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to go to his song collabs, because I do think he'll bring someone out, but I don't think it's these people that we've mentioned so far. Yeah.
I mean, I think that The Weeknd is a great performer in the sense that, like, he actually has an incredible voice. And there's so many people who, you know, you hear on the radio and then you see them perform and it's just not matching up. Like, they're not nearly as vocally talented. And so I think The Weeknd will deliver in that sense. But he's kind of low key, you know, and the Super Bowl is very, like, Katy Perry was like on a elephant. Like, it's very over the top. Yeah. So I don't know how that's going to work, because I don't see him as an over the top performer. I see him as just like, you know, very low key and fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at all of, here are his songs that other people have collabed on. The Zone featuring Drake, Live 4 featuring Drake.
I mean, Drake would be so crazy.
But I feel like that's the same thing. Yeah. Love Me Harder with Ariana Grande.
He doesn't have a ton of collabs.
Pray.
He has another song with Ariana
from
Grande.
From her new album. Okay, wait, we'll check it out. Pray For Me with Kendrick Lamar.
That would be cool.
Power Is Power with SZA and Travis Scott.
Oh, by the way, SZA is a perfect person to come out, because, first of all, her new song, Good Day in My Mind, it's so good, and like everyone on TikTok is obsessed with it, and she's still like technically a new artist. I think like she's still considered like burgeoning.
Yes.
And I actually think that would be an amazing collab.
Yes.
And maybe they would sing her song. I love that new song.
Over Now with Calvin Harris. I guess it also has to be a song that like people like and know.
Also, I don't know how you would collab on stage with Calvin Harris, because he's a DJ, so he would like come up and just like
plug in his iPod.
Stop, that's so funny.
But then also like Elastic Heart, which is Sia featuring The Weeknd and Diplo.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like a song that he has sang on someone else's.
Yeah, I don't know. None of these, except for the SZA one, none of these are like tickling my fancy. Like maybe he is best on his own.
Yeah, no, but I always think like bringing someone out is exciting, because it's like, who's going to come out? But it has to be the right person.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorite weekend activities is just sitting on YouTube and watching old performances of people singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And
Halftime
They're shows. Halftime shows. Katy Perry's is great. Lady Gaga's is great. I love, I could watch Whitney Houston sing the national anthem 47,000 times. Same as Beyonce. So good. It's just a fabulous activity.
Bruno Mars halftime show is amazing. Beyonce halftime show is amazing.
Yes.
The one where Bruno Mars and Beyonce then bring out Coldplay. No. Coldplay brings out Bruno Mars and Beyonce. Like, Chris Martin is so weird.
Yes.
So weird.
Borderline ruined it.
Yeah, even though it's his show.
No, but it's like, leave Beyonce and Bruno. I could watch also any Bruno Mars concert. Like, the energy, the talent. Where is he?
I know. He's just, like, enjoying his life right now. And I feel like he's going to come back bigger and better than ever. Also, like, the one... Here are some that happened in recent memory that I just have, like, blocked out. Justin Timberlake.
Blocked out. Goodbye.
Even Maroon 5. Yeah. No, thank you.
No, they're, like, good, but it was on the heels of, like, them literally, like, performing those songs, like, at every award show. They were just, like, so kind of, like, worn out.
Yeah.
It was just not it.
No, it was not it whatsoever. So I'm really excited. Super Bowl is next Sunday. Our prediction is still not in, so wait to place your bets.
I mean, when I found out that the Super Bowl was not this Sunday, I was genuinely surprised. Like, I just have been thinking it was this Sunday, like, forever.
No, I knew it was next Sunday, but we were just, like, talking about it as if it was so imminent.
Yeah, so we have time. I'm still not sure on where I land. Is it the old guard or the new guard? I don't know.
I think I'm gonna bet on the Bucks.
Well, now everyone's betting on the Bucks, and
they are. That's right. I have to be the contrarian.
So yeah, I know, and I love to, like, an underdog moment.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would go against everything I stand for on this show if I just went with what's popular,
right? And Super Bowls are, like, where, like, you know, boys become men, and, like, the underdogs, like, something amazing always happens at the Super
Not
Bowl.
Not always. There, I feel like recently some of the games have been really boring. Well, like, remember that one that we watched that was so boring?
And when there's, like, not even a chance, like, the losers are gonna win.
No, but, like, that's still a good game. Like, there was one recently where, like, nobody scored for so long. It was so bad. Like, no one was making iconic plays.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you hearing about this drama on the stock market?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it to talk about it, but from what I understand, like, a bunch of people on Reddit just, like, completely upended the stock market and put...
Good for them.
And made GameStop a Fortune 500 company.
GameStop and AMC Theaters.
And they made them both really big and
so
rich.
So GameStop, like, they just...
And GameStop is, like, the game store where you buy video games, right?
It's, like, an archaic business. Like, they should not be, like, where they're at. So then they decided to do with AMC Theaters. And I literally heard about it on TikTok, and you know my ass bought $200 of AMC stock yesterday on Robinhood. And literally this morning, it so much drama had happened. And I'm sure people who work in finance are going to be like, I'm saying it wrong. But what had happened was there was so much drama. Like, everyone was like, very volatile market. Robinhood is not letting people trade today. I opened my app.
GameStop.
I opened my app and it won't. It says error.
Whoa.
They put out a tweet that they're not letting people trade certain stocks, but my app won't even open.
Whoa. Crazy. Well, I'm sure maybe it's, like, just crash because everybody's going to Robinhood to do these things.
No, and I don't understand, like, how it is, but I just think it's hilarious that, like, people on the internet are, like, influencing,
like, these huge
Wall Street moments.
Yeah, I think it's hysterical. And I just think everyone got together and was like, we're a lot of people, like, let's make this company really big. And they did it. And it's so funny.
It's crazy.
But again, I don't know enough about it to, like, understand the implications.
Wait, what are the long-term implications here? I don't know.
But just, like, on its face, it's hysterical.
And if I lose my $200, I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah.
I think I got in a little too late. Like, I don't know.
Well, good luck to you.
And if somebody wants to explain it, feel free to drop a comment on our Instagram.
Yeah.
I still probably won't understand it. Ben was explaining it to me and I just, like, could not get it.
Yeah.
I don't really think he got it either. That's our show. Anything you want to tap into before we wrap it up?
No. I mean, I'm going to try and catch up on some Housewives today. So we'll see if that happens. Redheads is coming out this afternoon. Definitely listen if you've read the book. If you're reading the book, save up for it. And you know it's never too late to become a redhead. And I just feel like that's the most important takeaway from the episode. And look at you. Like, you became a redhead and it wasn't too late.
No, it was not. I was worried, though, when I got here. I'm like, oh, my God, is it too late? And you guys said, no, never. Once again, my book is available at girlwithnojob.com/book. Anywhere you can get books, ebooks, and audiobooks, you can find my book, Girl With No Job, and Crazy... Beautiful Life of an Instagram Thirst Monster.
And her vlog of Pub Day will be up today at patreon.com/themorningtoast.
So content just out the ass today,
So much content. Like, if you stack your day right, you could be busy
free till five
watching content, like until the workday is over.
And that's the most important
and
thing.
And that's really why we do what we do, yes. To distract you from your workplace productivity.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver
the best. We are the Millennial Morning Show.
We are. Thank you so much for listening to the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. Wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We hope you have an amazing day. Enjoy the fabulousness that is the day before Thursday, Friday, and we hope you have a great day.
Next time we see you, it's going to be Friday, guys. It's going to be amazing.
And you know what we got to do?
We gotta get down on Friday.
What did you say?
I said got to, and you said gotta.
We gotta get down.
Must.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.